Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You have to be a little patient with me. It feels like the first day of school. I wasn't sure I remember to do all the things I'm supposed to do. I even forgot to give my wife the source sheets to hand out, but I remembered to make them. Okay. I wasn't sure I remember how to use the camera. And you know, all of these things that we go through, and I'm very happy that the Israel Center came out with this beautiful brochure. So those of you who may have forgotten who I am can see my picture twice in here. Anyway, I've been away for 2.5 months on a mini sabbatical. I can say at least that, thank God, the project that I undertook for the 2 months was completed successfully last week. And you'll find out about it later. Let's have a little patience, but thank God we got it done. And I have a great sense of gratitude that was taken care of. We've been out of the country only for a brief period. The rest of the time was work, work, work. I wasn't on vacation. I wasn't prancing around all over. I was sitting, my nose to the grindstone, working. But of course, the few days that we were in Kutzar still were adventures. And these adventures you will find out in the course of time when I find an appropriate Pasuk or a minor chazal that reflects the adventure, but you'll have to wait for it. Okay, the shir is dedicated in memory of Hadas Bat Ilana V'Yechiel, a granddaughter to Rizki Shapiro, who was killed under tragic circumstances. So we're learning Le'ilui Nishmata. During the course of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, there's one chapter in Tehillim, one Kapitel Tehillim that we say 14 times. There's a Kapitel Tehillim that we say before the sounding of the shofar 7 times. Wouldn't it be great once and for all in our lives to know what are we saying and why are we saying it? So that when we say it, while everybody around us may be just mumbling the way we're going, we're going to know exactly what's taking place. And also, these 10 psukim are 10 psukim. So we say it about 10 times 7. 140 psukim in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. What's it all about? It's more than that. Within these psukim, we have the major themes of Rosh Hashanah, the whole idea of the Yom Hadin. We have major and fundamental principles of Jewish creed and faith and belief. It's not simple psukim over here. And then, of course, we'll also come to some psukim that really deal with current events. With current events. So, you know, what we're going to do first, I'm going to just read the chapter. Just read it. And I want you to... My wife is saying it's her fault, but no, it's not. By the way, this is gonna be a precious piece of film for me. And when they watch it all over the world, they're gonna have a great time at my expense. But I'll tell you the truth, right before I said what I said, I did what I was doing, I opened it up, and it wasn't on. And I thought it was off.
Just got a friend.
Let's get a feeling of what's happening. What is this chapter describing? This is Peter. I'm not saying. The conductor, it is for the conductor who conducts the song and music in the Beit HaMikdash. This was written by the sons of Korach. The sons of Korach were Levim, and they were from the singers in the Beit HaMikdash. Torah says in Parashat Pinchos, Uvinei Korach lo meitu, the sons of Korach did not die. And they became the great singers of the Beit HaMikdash. Mizmor, a song. Kol ha'amin tiku kaf, all nations of the world, hold hands. It can also mean tiku kaf, applaud, clap. All the nations of the world. Horiyu. Horiyu. Le'elokim. Sound the shofar before God. The kol rina. With a cry of joy. Ki Hashem Eyon. Because God is the Almighty High. Nora. He's awesome and fearsome. Melech Godol. Al-Kol Horetz. God is the great king of the entire earth. Yadber Amin Tachtenu. He shall lead nations under us. Us is us, the Jewish people. Yadber Amin Tachtenu. Ule'umim, and nations tachat ragleinu beneath our feet. Yiv Chalonu, he chooses for us at Nachalateinu. Nachalateinu always means our inheritance, our heritage, that's Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about a time that the Jewish people are ascendant. They're mighty. They're strong. And they're in Eretz Yisrael. Yivchalonu et nachalateinu. You'll see what Mefarshim. I'm not making it all up. I'll show you what Mefarshim. We're going to deal with two of the classic Mefarshim. The Radak, the David Kimchi, and the Malbim. And Gaon Yaakov. Eretz Yisrael is the pride, the greatness of Yaakov, Asher Ahiv Sela, whom he has, that he loves, that God loves. God loves the Jewish people, and God loves Eretz Yisrael. Those are the two great loves in his life. All the king, the true of God, has gone up in the sound of the shofar. Hashem, through the cold shofar, the sound of the shofar. Something has happened over here. At the beginning of the pasuk, it talks about Elohim, and up until now, well, in certain contexts, it's been Elohim. Otherwise, now it becomes Hashem, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, and that's going to be significant. The sound of the shofar. Zamru Elohim Zameinu. Sing to God. Sing. Zamru Malkeinu Zameinu. Sing before our King. Sing before Him. Sing. Make music. Cheer. Roar. Shout. Unbelievable. Something very, very big is taking place. Ki Melech Kol Haaretz Elohim, because God is the King of the whole earth. Zamru Maskil, those with intelligence should be able to sing and describe the greatness of God. Molach Elohim Algoim, God has become king over the nations. Elohim Yoshav Al Kisei Kodesho, God has ascended and sat down on his holy throne. Nidivei Amin Nesof, with the nobles of all people have gathered. To or with Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of the God of Avraham. That's us. Kilo Elokim Magin Eretz, because the protectors of the world are God's. Ma'od Na'aleh, he's exceedingly exalted. Well, let's see. What do we hear? What do we feel? There's some great ceremony taking place. There's jubilation. There's celebration. They're exultant, this rejoicing, this triumph, this pageantry. Hail to the king! A cacophony of sounds, but all of them lead in one direction. They are directed toward God. So what's happening over here in this chapter? This chapter is describing, as the Mephoshim will tell us, that moment in time at the end of the history when V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, God will be the king of the whole earth. V'yom ahu, on that day, Yeh Hashem Echad, God will be one, Shmo Echad, and His name will be one. And the means, the vehicle by which the world is going to see that God is one is going to be through His people Israel and right here in Eretz Yisrael. He will appear to the world in all of His might, in all of His power, in His awesomeness. For us, right here, and the whole world will say, God is the king of the of all mankind. So here we begin to get the picture of what this has to do with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the coronation. Rosh Hashanah is the coronation of the king. He is the king. Hasidim used to call the night of Rosh Hashanah Leil HaHachara, the night of coronation. By what means? Through the shofar. Alright, so now you're getting you a picture already why this is going to be said by us before the Tekiyat Shofar. Shofar is the great sound. And you don't have to imagine? You have to imagine the pageantry at the coronation of a king of flesh and blood. The trumpets blowing, they reveling, a whole world watching the king ascend his throne. Whatever pageantry is used there, the pageantry over here is going to be infinitely greater because it's going to be a whole world that will ultimately reach that recognition that God is the king. It means something else also. It means that recognition is going to come by virtue of two extremely important ingredients. An ascendant and mighty Jewish people, and in Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what it says right over in this chapter. So now we'll start, we'll deal first with the Radak. The Radak is on the left-hand side of the page. I know it's small, we'll read quickly. Lamatzeach. Gamzeach mizmor liyimot ha-Mashiach. The Radak says, this song is talking about the days of Mashiach. Acha milchemet Gog u-Magog. After this prophetic great battle of Gog u-Magog, a battle in which the nations of the world have gathered against the Jewish people in order to destroy them and conquer Yerushalayim. And I'm getting it's a little bit more real than it has ever been in history before. Oh boy. Kol ha'amim tikukhaf. Most of the first learned that tikukhaf means that nations will make peace with nations. Lo yiso goy el goy cheref. No nation will lift up a sword against the other. They're going to hold hands. You understand? They're going to hold hands. The nations of the world are going to become united and one. One mankind under God. What's the rest of it?
Indivisible.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With justice for all.
With liberty
and justice for all. I'm in the Arab subcontinent, United States. This is our Pledge of Allegiance. Here we have a different Pledge of Allegiance. And that's really the Pledge of Allegiance over here. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That is ours. So he says, Kol Hami. Omri Yisrael, the Radak says, Israel says, Kol Ha'amim Yitzku Kaf. This Sanchui Mono, he seems to learn that it's talking about them applauding and shouting together with us. You have already learned. You have already learned through history. And as I say, it is only through us that they will learn that God is the King of the whole earth. Kol ha'amim tikuchof horiyu le'elokim b'kol lino, with the sound of song. With regard to the nations of the world, the name of God that is used throughout is Elohim. The difference between Elohim and Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is Elohim is the name by which we describe the universal God of creation. In Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit, the first Parashat Bereshit, the name that is used from the beginning until Yom HaShishi is the name Elohim. No other name is used. Because Elohim, of course, Chachmei HaKabbalah say Elohim, the gematria of Elohim is Chach, Teva, nature, the God of nature, the God of everybody, the universal God. That's Elohim. But we have a special relationship with him, and we know his first name. And we call him by his first name, which is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. That's his relationship with us. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, that name of four letters, is the name which symbolizes and speaks of the idea that God is eternal. And we who are bound up with God, who is eternal, we too possess eternity. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Those guys out there dying down, though, and they never knew. They always thought that there would be some way to destroy us and obliterate us and erase us on the face of the earth. But they have found out otherwise, and they're going to find out otherwise in awesome fashion. It's coming. I feel it in my kishkes. I feel it. Ki Hashem Eyon. God is the greatest power of all. Ki Hashem. All of a sudden, it just now switched from Elohim to Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Because that God of Israel, the one whom we know personally, who entered into an eternal relationship with us, he is awesome, fearsome. And he is the highest of them all. He's Melech Gadol, that King of ours. Is Melech Gadol, the great king of Kol Haaretz. The word Noram adds an extremely important component to whatever we're talking about over here. Noram, the Malbim is going to say, we'll get to it soon, the Malbim says that Noram represents the fact that God rewards and punishes. There's a God of justice in the world. He knows what's happening. And he will wreak vengeance when that is necessary, and he is also who is going to reward. Which means, therefore, the idea that God is king, that he exists, that's basic to this whole chapter. We were talking years ago now of the three-year fundamental principles of Jewish belief as they are enunciated by Rav Yosef Alpo in the Sefer Ha'ikarim, based on the 13 principles of the Rambam. The three principles of Rav Yosef Alpo are: there is a God, that God gave Torah to his people at Sinai, and there is reward and punishment in this world. Reward and punishment means that there's hashgachah pratis, divine providence. God knows, God cares, God is involved. There may be moments at which he conceals himself, but in the ultimate sense, he is Nora, and his awesomeness is expressed by the fact that he rewards and he punishes. Which means that in this chapter, we have already all of the components of belief that there is a God, that he has communicated with us, is the fact that he's Melech. Melech means that he has issued edicts and laws, and we are the ones who follow it. And he's Nora. He is Nora. And the fact that he is Nora is that which has to frighten the nations of the world more than anything else. It means punishment will be exacted from them. I always try to stay away from second-guessing God or figuring out why he does things, because we can never really do it. But I don't know, I get this feeling of the upheavals going on in the Muslim, the Arab world. They're not having easy time. They're not having an easy time of it. I don't know what he has in mind. All right. You know what? I better stick to the pivotal tiller. I'm on safer ground over there. But there's no question about it. There's a divine plan that's unfolding. Do we know exactly how it's unfolding? Or where? That it will certainly lead to that which is good for the Jewish people. I have no doubt. The reason he shows give us all his in. We should be around to watch it all. Big things are happening. Huh. Let's go back to the Radak. Yad Be'er. Who are called? Are called Parashyodo, Mubnora. Everything is from him. Everything is under him. He is awesome. And he explained Nora as representing the idea that there's reward and punishment. There's divine providence in this world. Yad Be'er. Yinaheh Jumuli, Kloma. He has a fascinating shot over here, and I think I know how he reads it. He reads Yad Be'er Amin Tach Enu in a different way than the other Mepharshim. We will see the Tach Enu can mean a number of things. One is, Tachtenu means under us. He leaves the nations of the world to be under us. Now, it can express itself in many ways. I'm sure that in just about every capital on the face of this earth, the big question is, will they attack or won't they attack? Do you think? 60, 70 years ago, was every capital in the world concerned about whether the Jews are going to attack or not attack? Or were they all busy making sure that no single solitary Jew, man, woman, or child, is going to cross the border into their country and find refuge? It's an awesome difference what's taking place. Does Netanyahu have the guts, or doesn't he have the guts? Is he afraid of Obama, or isn't he afraid of Obama? Is Obama worried about re-election, and he's given the green light to Netanyahu to attack? Please! It's amazing, you read all the Narishkeit in the papers. I'm waiting for the day on which we'll see how much Narishkeit it all was. Everybody has everything figured out. They know some have it figured out. Instantly figure out. And the relation on this, possibly in the second chapter in Tehillim, Yoshev Bashamayim Yischak, the one who sits in heaven, Elach Etzelachzach. I'm telling you, the Rebbeinu reads the papers in the morning, unless he already decided to stop reading them. But he must, if he needs some good humor, you understand? You read all the Gedolei Olam and their opinions on what's going to happen. It's unbelievable. So Tachtenu, The word tachat can mean below. The word tachat also means place. Yad be'etamim tachtenu, the Nadak learning, he leads them, all the nations forth, he leads them to our place. You know where he's going to lead them to? He's going to bring them to Yerushalayim. And they're going to come to Yerushalayim in order to prostrate themselves before God Almighty. Yad be'etamim tachtenu. Or, as we say, that nations are under us. In other words, I think Dora Miller is saying, we're occupiers. We're occupiers. The world is under us. And then, this of course is the one that just always blows me away. Yivchalonu et nachalteinu. He chooses for us our inheritance. Let's take a look at the Radak. Yivcha. Masha hoyomi kedem shalonu. What was once ours.
It'll be ours again.
Atob gam kein bochar otan lanu. I want to put this Radak into context. I'm afraid that so many people can read and say Tillim and maybe even look at a Pasuk Tanakh and they don't get it. I want to make sure you're going to get it. The Radak was written 700-800 years ago, and he's writing over here, Yivchar Masha Hoyomi Kedem Shalom, that which was once ours, Atok Gam Kein. Now also, Bachar Otalanu, he chose it for us, Veheshivonu Eleha, and he brought us back to her. Vaharetz Hazot, this land, he Gaon Yaakov is the pride of Yaakov, Vitifartam, and their grandeur, their majesty. Ki Bo Yitfarwal Targoyim, with our land, we, in a sense, have a feeling of pride over all the nations of the world, that the Holy Land is our land. Now, can you imagine? That's only from the time that the Radak wrote this, and certainly from the time that Ramallah wrote it, and understand for the last 1,000 years, you read this pasuk as some prophecy for the distant future. A promise of things to happen someday. We're on the other side. We're it. He chose it. He brought us. It's not future tense, Yitzchalam. Hu bachalam. We're here. This is such a fundamental part of the study of Tanakh today. It's different than it ever was before. Because prophecies are now current events. What was one time a promise for the distant future is the present. It's the here and now. And people have to realize this. Not talking about the Mashiach's sight. Yivchalonu Amar, he gave us the land. We got it. We're it. Yivchalonu et nachalteinu. Et Gaon Yaakov. Asher Ahed, he loves the land and he loves Eretz Yisrael. And through this, remember, the nations of the world are the ones that are going to be overwhelmed with the idea that, you know, the God of Israel is Melech of Kol Ha'aretz. Ola Elokim Betruah. Next verse is Ola Elokim Betruah. Now, the fact is that sort of when a king of flesh and blood is at his coronation, so there's a point at which the king is asked to ascend the throne. Dor HaMelech can't write that about God, that we tell him to ascend the throne. So instead of Alei, go up, it says Olo, because he goes up onto the throne by himself. Now it means the following. To understand this parak a little bit better, let's put it this way. I said there are 10 psukim, there are 10 psukim. The first pasuk is the headline. These are 9 psukim. of these nine psukim, the first four psukim are an invitation to all the nations of the world to attend the coronation. The invitation to the celebration, the coronation of God. And therefore, second pasuk says, Kolam Tikkov, Harilikim the Kovina. Why should all shout and sing for God? Because Hashem Elyon, Noro, Melech Gadol on Kol Haaretz. And if you want to know that it's true that he is, what's the proof that he is the king of the whole world? You know what the proof is? The Jewish people and Eretz Yisrael. Yad ben amim tachtenu ul'umim tachas rakleinu. You thought you got rid of us? And every time you thought you got rid of us, there we are popping up all over the place again. With this little country over here that's a bone in the throat of the whole world. What a beautiful bone. Okay. Yashin, okay. So Yad ben amim tachtenu is the proof that God is the great king. Ul'umim tachas rakleinu. And you know what else is the proof? Eretz Yisrael, Yiv Chalom et Nachrotel, with Gaon Yaakov, Asher Olahim Sela. Alright? So now you know what's happening? We're having a coronation, and you're all invited to the coronation. Oh, we can betrua Hashem Mikol Shofar. Back to the, I'm moving you around from one place to the next, back to the Radar. Ola Elohim. Asher Ohev, how can I leave that out? Asher Ohev. What's the place that God loves? What's the place that God loves? Hamokam Hazeh. Ahavo Akel, God loves this place. For who? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, we're living in the place that God loves. That's what you're going to be saying with it. Can you imagine what a difference it is saying this chapter 14 times in Yerushalayim and then saying it? I don't want to mention any other place in the world. You know, I don't want to stop up with anybody near to the new year. You know, you have to watch your mouth and you can't talk flush and hover and you can't. We love Jews all over the world. This is the place that God loves. This place is going to be the one that's ultimately going to convince the nations of the world that God is the great king of all, and we are going to be present at his coronation. Let's go. Oh, the king, Yanu, Yisrael, Israel will say to Shira, Shira Kael, when they're going to sing before God, Oh, the king, Betua Koma, Atah now Nitala Akol, he has risen above all others. Zamru Elokim, Kemo Le'elokim, the Kefel, Zamru, says it again and again. The word Zamru in these two, three psukim appears five times. Dino and Kol Shofar, the sounds of shouting and singing appear seven times. Seven times. Okay, is that possibly the reason why we say it seven times? Before the sounding of the shofar, we say it seven times. Seven times may also represent the fact that the Gemara tells us that there are seven worlds, and God ascends, and as and is at the top of them all. So we, as we say the capital each time we say it, we are ascending yet another world until by the end of these seven times we are sort of standing right with God the King. And we're crowning him. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Ki ato, Radak. Through us his name has become one in the world. V'humalkeinu, he is our king. That's why that next passage says, Zamru Elokim Zameinu, who should sing to Elokim? Who has the Elohim relationship with him? That's the nations of the world. Samuel, then we tell the nations of the world. Samuel and Malkeinu, sing to our King, Sameinu. It becomes personal. You should know the one you're singing to is our King. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Well, I'd love to be there. I'd love to be there. Kiatam, Vuhu Malkeinu, our Bayamahu. That's the change that's going to take place on that great day. That he is going to move from Malkeinu to become Melech al-Kol Haaretz. Maskil, Kol Maskil, every intelligent person, Ben Yisrael, Ben Yisrael, regardless of Israel, the nations of the world, Yisrael, they will sing Lakei Yisrael to God who is blessed. Afo Bisho L'Kol Ha'amin, Omar, Kol Ha'amin Tiku Chav. At the beginning of the chapter, he said that all the nations will shout before God, all of them shall cheer and applaud him. But then there's the difference. That was for the intelligent and not intelligent, intellectuals and not intellectuals. We call them Tekiat HaKaf, Unisiat HaKol, Beruach Shovel Chol Adam, Avul Chaber Shir V'Zimra, Ein El Maskil. To applaud God, that's for all people. But now we're talking about creating, composing, being the architects and the authors of great songs before God. That's for the intellectuals. You know what? Forgive me. I think the intellectuals have to do more tshuva than the rest of them. You understand? Pashtun people I can still get along with, but God save me from the intellectuals. Nedive, let's go to the Malbim. We gotta see the Malbim. It looks formidable, but by the way, it is formidable. But we're gonna be able to do it as much as we can. Let's start at the very beginning, because he makes an extremely important point. He's talking about he's going to talk about the changes that are going to take place in the world at that great moment in history. Lamasav mil Korach, Husav al Eit Ha'atid Hamekover. This capital is founded and based on the future that we look forward to, Shiakiru Kol Ba'amin, that all the nations of the world will recognize Malchut Hashem, God's kingdom, V'yechu L'vakesh, Pnei Hashem v'Tzion, and they're going to go to seek God where? In Tzion, they're going to go come seek Him. Not in Tehran, not in Washington, not in Paris, not in London. No. They're going to come, they're going to know exactly where to seek God. They're going to come here to see him. Kol Ha'amin. Bizman Hazeh, he says, the nations of the world hang b'milchama tumidit. He says, nowadays nations are constantly at war. They're constantly at war. Goy v'goy, mamlacha v'mamlacha. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And that's mishtei sibot. There are two reasons for wars. First is sibat emunah. Many struggles, if not most struggles, were battles of religious wars. Well, they thought they made peace over there in Ireland. It's Tutsach again with Catholics and Protestants fought. And what's happening in Syria? Well, the Syria, it's not a religious war. The Sunnis against the Shiites and the Alawites and Freilich. I keep reading and reading to get them all straight, and I can't get them all straight. These are religious wars. Of course, the war of the whole world against us, Christianity and Islam, is of course a religious one. So he says one reason for wars, b'sivat ha'emunah, because of faith, shekol bal emunah miyuchedet yilachein v'yitzel achriar bal emunah achedet el emunah tov. Everybody who has a faith is going to wage war against others in order to coerce them to accept his faith. I don't know why everybody in the world does this, but we've never done it. We never coerced anybody. We're not interested in coercing anybody to accept our faith. Second, the second reason for war, b'sivat ha-misrav ha-menshalah. Position, power, might. All right? Shekol am rotzel histarer alamin zolato. Every nation wants to rule and lord over other people. If you say yamah la'atid lafau, that's why it says in times to come, Yishayahu said, lo yisov goy el goy cheref, no nation will lift up sword against any other nation. Kol ha'amim, you know what's going to happen then? Kol ha'amim yitru ukaf, all of the nations of the world are going to shake hands, Zelazer. The handshake. We know we have some handshakes, Zelazer. September 13th, 1993, the handshake on the White House lawn. Very, very, very. The David Amelis is talking about a real handshake. A handshake that's ultimately going to be genuine. When God becomes ascended to the world, if the going know what's good for them, there's going to be a holding of hands. Ko ha'amin yitru kav zel zel asot shalom b'neihem ad olam la'ashbit cheret u'milchama, they're going to make peace between one another. To end all sword and war, ki oz yavdu kulam keil echad v'ashem yemelech echad al kulam. There's going to be one God who's going to be served by the whole world, and he is the king over all of them. Well, that's why he says, Hodiyul Elokim b'kol minah, sing out to God the great song of joy. Shehoyo darkom lehodiyah b'tua v'kol shofar b'heit hamlochas melech kodosh. That's what they used to do. That's what they used to do at a coronation. They sang, they shouted with jubilation. They cried out, hail to the king, yechi, yechi hamelech. V'yodiyu t'ruva g'dola v'oz, and v'oz, then Malchus says yamlichu kulam et elokim l'raf, they're going to make God king of the whole world. V'yodiyu t'ruva g'dola v'iyu shalunyu od le'munot shonot, there are no longer going to be different religions. Everybody is going to serve the God of Israel. V'lo yechetzu od l'kama machanot, they're no longer going to be divided in all of this plethora of religions and sects all over the world. Ki Hashem Eyon Noro, because God is ascendant over them all and he is awesome. He named Tzach Ha'emuna. Ato yesh makishim ha'sibah rishon l'gami. With regard to faith, the Malchus says, now there are those who they deny the existence of a God completely. And they say that now the powers of this world are the stars, the zodiac, all sorts of things. And why? V'os yashen eyon yesh shemod in the sif borishona v'korole elohod alahayah. And actually, Nimshe no Nora, here he comes to his explaining of Nora. He says, then there are others who do believe in God. But they say God is not really involved in the affairs of man. But you know what they're going to see then? They're going to see on that great day that God is Nora, he is involved, and he rewards and he punishes. Go to line 10. You see that those numbers are there, they come in handy. Line 10. Nora. Mitzad ha-melucha v'ha-misra. As far as kingdom, in other words, as far as religion, they're all going to be under God. And then, in terms of power in the world, no nation will lift up sword against another nation in order to subdue them and have power over them. Because the source of all power will be one. God will be power. That's it. Yeah, Hashem Elyon, Noro, Melech Godel Alakor, Alkolot. Until now, The Maharam says, Yavayari explains Shnei Ela. These two, remember, what were the two reasons why there are wars? Two reasons why there are wars, either because of religion or because of the quest, the lust for power. These are the two reasons. So now he says, Yadber, Amin Tachtenu. Yadberi and Ahegeta Atun Tachtenu, Mitzagan Hogat HaMishpat. God's justice is going to leave the nations of the world to be under us. As it says, the Shofar Ben Hagoyim, Umin Tachas Ragleinu. It says that Amin represents the different groupings of human beings, not necessarily related to religion. But Le'umim is religion, and therefore Le'umim tachat ragleinu mitzad hadat v'atorah. They are going to be under us, ki Moshe kazuv shom, ki mitzion teitzei Torah. That means the power is going to be given, it will be God's, and the differences between religions will no longer exist, and the lust for power will end, because God is going to be the supreme melech al kol haaretz.
Excuse me, how do you translate Yadber?
In the Mefarshim, there are three or four explanations to the word Yadber. Most of the Mefarshim said Yadber means Yinaheh, he will lead the nation. Lead the nations, and there are psukim in Tanakh that agree with that shout. Or Yadber means he will coerce them to be under us. So therefore, it is an expression of the ascendancy of the Jewish people and God over all the nations, or it represents the idea that he is going to lead them to Zion and Yerushalayim, because from here the message of God is going to go out to all the nations of the world. They may not hear it, you know, from so far away. You know, you bring them here. You bring them here. They should be able to hear and see with their own eyes and their own ears. Skype is not going to be enough. They have to be here. Instant video is not going to be enough. Otherwise, you know, with Tachazen and Nehru, we should have seen. I can sit someplace in America and say, okay, the commercial. I'm going to sit and watch you, until the commercial. I'll watch you coming back to Zion. No. Got to see it here. This is where you have to wait for it. All right. Let's go to Yivchak. He explains, where is the place from which God's leading the world and his kingdom is going, and his religion is going to go forth? She said, here in Zion, that is from Zion. Shagam Shehi. I love this. I love it. You know what he says now? The mountain says, even though now Yerushalayim is desolate and destroyed, but the mountain himself is also looking for you someday. Could he have imagined that someday there's going to be a light rail in Jerusalem? And there are going to be traffic jams? It's unbelievable. I had to go out yesterday. I went to Avi Berman, made a bris. Thank God, seventh boy. That's good. So I've never done it before. In daylight, I drove out to Givat Zeheira. How do you like that? I drove out to Givat Zeheira, and I was watching on my side of the road. There was nothing, and then I watched the other side of the road coming into Yerushalayim. The LIE never looked like that. Bell Parkway, Kensington, Shaman. And the traffic coming into Yerushalayim. Here is the Malden saying, the It may sound strange to you that God is going to lead all the nations to Zion, even though Atohi Chareva, he says. But now, you know what will yet happen? Od Yivchalonu et Nachalateinu. He will choose our heritage, Erso Shehat Hatcholat Hashroat Hashchinoshom Hedol Yaakov Mare Hasulam. Why is it called Gaon Yaakov, the pride of Yaakov? Because who was the first one that saw a Tzion, a Yerushalayim, with a Bet HaMikdash? It was Yaakov Avinu who saw it in that. The angel of God coming up and down the ladder, he saw Zion. The end of the chapter, remember, is going to refer to the Jewish people as Am Elokei Avraham, the people of the God of Avraham. Now, why are they called the people of the God of Avraham? Because who was the first one? The first voice in the world, 4,000 years ago, who says that there's an invisible God who created it all. And the end is going to be, the whole world is going to say, you know, that fellow Avraham knew exactly what he was talking about. Now then again, I was wondering, somebody might ask, we have Avraham in the chapter, we have Yaakov in the chapter, what happened to Yitzchak? Maybe I shouldn't. No, I can't help it. You think it was easy 2.5 months not teaching here? What am I supposed to do with all my frustrations and the things that upset me? I had to let it all out of my life. Now, I have you. So here it is. I saved it for this morning. Here it is. It was last Thursday's Jerusalem Post. I'm reading the Jerusalem Post, Daf 10, page 10. And they're talking about Hurricane Yitzchak. Hurricane Yitzchak. So some smart aleck member of the executive of the Jewish community in New Orleans said the following. Reflecting on the name of the hurricane, Dash, I don't want to say his name, commented on the Isaac of the Bible, who he said was less charismatic than the other forefathers. Isaac was weak and manipulated by his wife and sons. He was more reactive than proactive and left very little mark on our heritage. Shalom Shabbayim, how in heaven's name it is to guide the Dabbanah and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, where time after time again we implore of God, remember Zachar alone, Rakedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the great source of the serious purpose of Klal Yisrael. Why do these guys have to say this idiotic stuff? Because everybody thinks when it comes to a positive Chumash, fresh things, you understand. Isaac was weak, manipulated. Boy, anybody who's heard the shiur that we've said here over the years about Yitzchak, Yitzchak was a powerful and an awesome personality. Lo Yuma! You know where Yitzchak is in this chapter? He's the whole chapter. He's the shofar. Yitzchak is the shofar. The shofar is representative and commemorative of Elo Shel Yitzchak, the ram that was used in the place of Yitzchak. Yitzchak hovers over the entire parish, you understand?
My wife feels
the way. Everybody feels that they have a right to come in. Everybody is a greaser, commentator on Torah. All the English look up to you're so wicked, even to begin to comprehend the power of this Yitzhak. And even if you read the psukim properly with it by Yitzhak, he's not afraid of Avimelech and all of the rest of them. After his father died, they closed up all of the wells, and he knew exactly why they closed the wells. You know why they closed up the wells, stopped up the wells at Avram? Because Avram gave the wells names that represent God. Wherever he went, I don't know if you call it the well of God, God's well, Be'er Hashem. And he's living in a world that rejects Hashem. You know what Yitzhak does? He will defy them all and redig those wells and give them the names again. He's the one that's telling them, Chevron, you're making a big mistake. Hashem is Melech al Kol Haaretz. Gosh. It was more reactive than proactive. I hate that word, proactive. I don't know, somebody brings a word into the world and everybody's proactive. In my days, it was dichotomy. Everybody was dichotomy. If you think back, at every period in history, there was another word. Okay, I got that. So, the chapter does talk of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Yitzhak is what hovers over this whole pasuk. Yitzchak is the Kiyas Shofar. Elo Shem Yitzchak, that ram. That ram's horn was used at Sinai. Oh, that's what Yitzchak is. Let's finish some more of the Malbim. All right. Line number 14. There is no line 14. But there's a line 15, which means that the line before it is line 14. And on that line, it says, Olah, Atah, Olah Elohim, v'truah, God went up with the sound of the shofar. Atah, he says, now we know what Dabar HaMelech is doing in this chapter. Mitzayen eich HaMelech HaGadol Hazeh, mekabel et HaMelucha Hazot. The world has crowned him. They pronounced him to be God. Now he has to ascend the throne. And the Navi describes, Dabranel describes how he ascends. Upon now, he paints the picture, Eich HaMelech HaKadol Hazeh, how this great king, Mekabel et HaMelucha Hazot, how he receives this kingdom. Sheha Amim Mamlichim Oto, let the nations of the world crown him. Womit Allah Ato Min Han Hakato Hakaduma Shehi Terem Homlach Hibriota. The way in which he's going to conduct himself with the world is going to be different now. It's going to change from the way in which he conducted himself before he was crowned. Umit Kabela Kamlucha Zoche Ha'amim ha'lichmato, v'hu mit'ayeh, v'zeh, ha'malchus ha'atzum, what comes down as a mighty kingdom, elven ha'hoga ha'cheres, he now moves into a different way of relating to the world, one that is nala, exalted, roma, higher, min ha'an ha'gar ishara, the first way in which he conducted himself. Ke'an ha'gaz ha'shem, v'zman ha'zeh, he says, because the way in which God conducts himself in this world, in our time, before the great day that is to come, it's with the name Elohim. Now the name Elohim, remember, means not only nature, it also means justice. Shofet, in Mishpat, we have it a number of times throughout Tanakh. Elohim, justice. When he permits the world to run according to nature, and there are times at which God conducts himself in this world through Shem Havaya, the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei represents the God of miracles, signs, and wonders that burst through the constraints of nature. Great things are going to happen. V'an hagah zot tihyeh b'shvil Yisrael. God will conduct himself in wondrous ways for us. And that's what the nations of the world are going to see. V'nikra oz, and then he will be called the shame, Malkeinu, our King, O Goalenu, our Redeemer, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel, represents the God who protects and defends and is going to stand by his people. V'oz yitnasu shnei hanagot ha'elu v'yit'alu t'ilunav. All of this, God is going to rise above everything that he had been seen as in all of history. It's going to happen here for us on our behalf, and the whole world is going to see it. And all that we have to hope and pray for is that we should be there cheering him on gesunde Heide. Thank you.